A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 1st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the newly appointed cabinet.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
Joining us once again, you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and we are coming out from the Voice of America in Washington. And this evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's first cabinet picks.
Mr. Mnangagwa last night named a new cabinet, seen as rewarding top military officials who played a crucial role in his rise to the top, but retained much of the old guard from President Robert Mugabe's era, which analysts say deflates much of the optimism surrounding the new government.
But his backers say he opted for continuity and experience as he has only 8 months before the country calls for the next elections. And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Siyabona ke ukuthi ukethe abantu abanengi sibili abathize akade bekhona ngale kudale le cabinet kamongameli lalo okade ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe. Siyabona sibili uphinde wadobha futhi abanye abakubuto lapha sikhuluma ke ngoPresident Cyril, kuzobuya ke lo Major General Sibusiso Sibanda Moyo. Lamkhumbula uMoyo eziyethula umbiko ukuthi ibutho selingene ke eZBC khona ngale selikhuluma ngokuthi selihluthune umbuso welizwe. So ke Blessing, siyabona ke sibili ukuthi Mnangagwa ulabantu abatsha unabanga kudale lakhe
wonguka hamawadiwa nasi tila wati tinzwe kubva kwamuri kuti munoona sei dare remakurukota rakasarudzwa iro nava Emmerson Mnangagwa nezuro maneru pakaoni kwa pachipinda yo vamwe vari kubva muchuto vakaita sa Air Marshal Parents Chiri ava vave gurukota rinoona nezvekurima kuchizotiwo vamwe vakaita sa Major Sibusiso Moyo vamunoziva vachitaura iwo kuti mauto ndo anga apanyanga mushure mekunge vaenda kuno komberedza imba yavamugabe inonzi Blue Roof kuborode uko vachivatiwo vanofanira kunge vachisiya chigaro. Asi kune vakawanda vari mudare remakurukota irori vagara vari mumatare makurukota apfuura pasi pavamugabe vakaita sava Obert Mpofu vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwemukati menyika vaKembo Mohadi vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwenyika kuchitiwo vakawanda vana mai Stembiso Nyoni vana mai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vana amai Priska Mupfumira vadzorwa zvakare vanga vambo biswa mudare remakurukota navamugabe kuchitiwo vamwe vatsva vakaitawo sana Ziyambi Ziyambi vave ivo ku bazi rinoona nezvemitemo navakazembe.
Kunjaro. So ke siyabona ke kulo Patrick Chinamasa ke okhangelese zimali kuzobuya ke umnumzana Obert Mpofu ubambe ezomvikela ekhaya. Kuzobuya ke Marshal Parents Chiri usekhangele ezokulima lokuhlalisa abantu nje emakhaya khona ngale. ULazarus Tagu Dokora lokho khona ubambe ezemfundo uDokotela David Paranyatwa nguye uzibambe ke kwezempilakahle. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Kembo CD Mohadi kembo mwati akula mtuatala kukulumende. Kuta loke kuona lapa ke kakena zomvigela. Uziyambi ziyambi kumyoba mbege ezo mteto. Mecha jela nasipusiso moyo. Isa mkumbule uba baweku wakuluma kutia sokufiwa la Zimbabwe. Uba mbege ezo kubutelana na manya mazwe. Kuzo mbwe ya kiyomnumza na chulai moyo. Isa mkumbule chulai moyo. Use kona njalo ukangele ezo matulopeni le mapandleni. Kuzo mbwe ya kiyomnumza na chulai moyo. Kuta se kangele eza bom mama. So kwa yalu, Professor Amon Murira, mnyo kangele eze mfundu ipezulu. Usupa mwanduwa zira la ukona, ICT, ya wazi kie, ukangela kono kuge, oibule njini be internet, leto ezi njalo unji. Kuzo kwa yalu, ukile vanyati, la usbambile, lepa eze sevens. So kama sikupe kakunjalo kie mfundu.
Honguka hama wadiwa, maka sunu kukasezi lugu taura, Gibbs hapa kuti munge mchipinda mchirongwa chedu tishikurukura Gibbs regaiti mboende pa Facebook page yedu toona uti vanwari kuti kudi ninyaya edare makurukota tinashe chanyao arukuti stop it tuenda una Vincent Dana arukuti watching from Kalinia Pretoria thank you so much and then Edmo Gondo Rambane Pasi watching from Selu Zimbabwe thank you so much and Tina Jakari, Senzani Sajimi Tendele, old train with new driver. We also have Efas Pet Mandaza, my good friend there in the UK. He says, it has always been a case of a snake shedding its skin. Trago Trust Chipato, Arguti, watching from South Africa. Rosie Silla, who is the vice president? I don't think that decision has been made yet.
Not
we
yet,
don't
yeah.
know. There's just a speculation as to who might be picked as vice president, or actually two. After their congress, we might have three because they were saying there's need to fulfill the women's quota. Then Paul January, apo blessing fan, diripo, please call me. Paul is in South Africa. Then we have Prinsola Herrera, arguti loud and clear. Then we have Bright Chelsea Sibenge, arguti you appreciate me more when I'm gone. I don't know if that's President Robert Mugabe. We are Mkumbula. Then we have Jeremiah Mudakureva, arguti tiripo fe. Thanks so much, Jeremiah. We have Samson Mukulanga, we saying call me. We have Dara K. Ramusina. He wants to be called my good friend. Tototai Matavarira in the UK says, Kulanda Ntakatera Hedu Budi. Thank you so much. Munyaradzi Shingira Ichiwoto, watching from Vic Falls, Gibbs.
Zilabo abanengi lapha basebe ngele nkudleni blessing. Ngasuka ngela ke kulo Priscilla Ngulube. Uthi ngibukele la msibili ngikhonapho. Hlengi wesibanda stole siyakuzwa kakhulu. Uthi kodwa ke umnumzana obhedi yebantu. Ungene njani futhi. Philip Sibanda uthi kunzima bafowethu. Kunzima sibili. Kuzobuyeke usithule Nicole Chuma. Uyabukele kula ngale ke ebilitani. Siyabonga Machuma. Kuzobuya lo Silence Mpunzi. Uthi ngamanyala lawa. Aso nto ilungileyo. Lezwe kathesi khonapho. Kuzobuya ke unomsa Jiyane uthi ngilibukele ngisedepheni ngizokuthatha silo muntu
uthi ngona. We have our first guest that is MDC spokesperson Mr. Obet Gutu. He also at one time served as the Deputy Justice Minister. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening good evening listeners. Mameru Sisonge.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Gutu is on the line. You can ask him a question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, I guess you have seen the cabinet and people have been talking on social media about what this cabinet is all about. So give us a take, taking into consideration that maybe you would have wanted to be the Minister of Justice, right?
Gibbs, okay, thank you very much. Yeah, I've seen the cabinet. Maybe let me just make one. The first observation is that, of course, it's a 22-member cabinet, way smaller than the previous cabinet of the former president, Robert Mugabe. And significance is not that there are only six deputy ministers. I remember clearly that the last cabinet had about 24 or 25 deputy ministers. So it was like virtually every ministry had a deputy minister. If I remember well, I think the only ministry that didn't have a deputy minister was the Minister of Finance for some reason. So in total, there were about 74 or 75 ministers, the former cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I found a little bit astounding about the present cabinet is, you know, the recycling of what I would want to call, with due respect, deadwood. Yeah, we are talking of people who have been in the cabinet for more than 20 years or so, some of them even for about 30 years. I mean, let me give you an example of, for instance, somebody like Minister Obed Mpofu, who, with respect, does not have a particularly, you know, rosy record in cabinet. I mean, when you look at his record as the Minister of Mines and Mining Development during the GNU era, and when you also look at generally, you know, the allegations of corruption against him, which he has not unfortunately been able to successfully, like, explain. And you also have people like the Minister of Health, Minister David Parenyatwa, who has actually superintended over the total collapse, the virtual collapse of the public health delivery system. And what I also found very astounding is, you know, you have a Minister of Youth, Honorable Stembe Sonyoni, who last time I checked is about 69 or 70 years. So really, to have somebody who is about 70 years old being a Minister of Youth, I think it's actually an insult to the youth who happen to be the majority of the population. I think we all know that demographically, people below the age of 40 constitute about maybe 64 to 65% of Zimbabwe's population. And you also look at something that I found also very astounding is the militarization of the cabinet. We also have Major General Dr. Suziso Moyo, who is coming in as the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade. And you also have Marshall Perensky, who is coming in as the Minister of Agriculture and Land. So you tend to then want to believe that you know, we are actually having a deliberate military thrust. We actually have quite a militarized cabinet, which I believe for some of us who believe in peaceful democratic change and in civilian politics as opposed to military politics or the militarization of politics, we feel pretty uncomfortable. So basically, I would say it's a cabinet that is not inspiring. I would call it, it's like putting old wine in new bottles. It will remain old wine. I'll call it a cabinet that is like just the flip side of the old order. It is like the reverse side of the same coin. It is uninspiring. It doesn't look very very exciting. And when you look at even people like Patrick Chinamata, with whom I worked in the Ministry of Justice during the GNU, for him to go back to the Ministry of Finance and with the kind of difficulties that he had, you know, as the Minister of Finance before he got demoted to Minister of WhatsApp or what they were calling his cyber ministry. I believe that they could have gotten a better person, maybe even from, you know, outside politics, as somebody who's like a banker, a retired banker, to be a Minister of Finance and Economic Development. So I believe that this is a cabinet that is dull, I'm afraid to say. It doesn't look particularly exciting. Like I've already said, it is like the reverse side of the same coin. And when you look at the economy, that is virtually on life support. We have an economy in which more than 90% of the people who live or subsist within the informal sector. I believe that those men and women are not going to be able to take to the next level. So I would actually say that cabinet, with respect, it's an uninspiring cabinet. If I use thick lingo, some are already saying cabinet yakadzwa.
The drunken master reminds me of the drunken master.
Mm-hmm.
But Mr. Gutu, I think some people are also complaining about the number of females in this cabinet. They are saying just three women. That's an insult. Do you agree or agree to disagree?
Yeah, exactly. That's the other dimension. When you look actually, it's in terms of gender parity. It's actually an insult because we know that 52% of the Zimbabwean population is constituted of women. And if I remember well, there are about three women in that cabinet. Stembe Sonyoni, there is
Opam Chinguru,
who is the third one? There's also, I can't even remember the third one.
Maim Fumira? Opam Chinguru, Maim Fumira, and Maim Stembe Sonyoni.
And Opam Chinguru Kashiri. And look, you are saying, and all those women, when you look at it, you know, Vanu Vakura, I believe that they could have done better to look for younger women who are there, well-educated women who could actually have been given, cabinet post, at least one half of those cabinet posts. I've already said, if you are looking at the Ministry of Youth, which is now being led by a grandmother who is 70 years old, I think it's not only an insult to women, but it's also an insult to youth. So I think it's actually a chauvinistic, male chauvinistic, cabinet setup. And I don't know what women think about it, but I don't want to believe that women are going to be excited by that kind of cabinet where they are only represented by three women out of 22 cabinet ministers.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
I guess we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University. He's on the line. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So now, the cabinet that never was, right? Or this is the most brilliant cabinet you've ever seen in life in Zim, right?
Yeah, it isn't the best cabinet. I think one of the things that we have got to note is that in a place of laws, in a country of laws, this cabinet is not only disappointing, is not only insensitive in terms of non-representative in terms of age and so forth. The cabinet is to a large extent illegal. It is unconstitutional. And I'll tell you why. The Constitution demands that the president must have due diligence and due deference to gender equality, regional equality, and so on and so on. And if you look at it, its gender balance is inappropriate, it's totally out of the map, and for that reason, in a country where courts are useful, where courts do their job, this could be challenged in a court of law, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa could be forced to revisit some of the allocations of the post and allocate a few more positions in his cabinet to female members of the society who are appropriately qualified to carry out such duties. And there is not a shortage of women who can be ministers, cabinet ministers in any country, let alone Zimbabwe, with its high literacy rate.
Good afternoon.
Bengisathi mina i-cabinet ka-President Mnangagwa nxa ungayikhangela kahle ngayikho emthethweni bekufanele ukuthi ngabe uyayikhangelisisa ayilungisa ukuthi ibe labantu besifazane abeneleyo abafanana lokuthi abantu ku-population izalwane zeZimbabwe ezingabafazi zingaki. Ngalelo qhinga ngibona ukuthi bekungaba khona abantu abangaphangisa bahambe emthethwandaba bafike bathi hayi i-cabinet leyi ayikho emthethweni ngoba isisekelo sombuso sitsho njalo.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some might actually say maybe Mr. Gutu is crying more than the bereaved. Of course, you are in the opposition. Why, if you stay close to a cemetery, you are not supposed to mourn for everyone. Varukuti koimi muno dei pa ukuye mweni, siyae watongi.
No, because the whole idea is blessing. Why we're in politics? We're in politics to serve the nation. We, some of us have sacrificed a lot, what we are doing. I think I want the listeners to appreciate that some of us, we are in politics not because we are clamoring for one of these positions. No. I mean, I've been in government before. I've been a deputy minister before. So I actually know how government operates. You can give me any government department, I think, with due respect, without sounding impossible, I think I'll be able to run it. So all I'm saying is we are looking at a situation where we want our country to prosper. Mm-hmm. We want our people to live in happiness. We believe in the pursuit of happiness as MDC. We want people to enjoy the fruit of their labor,
enjoy the natural resources of their country, to live peacefully, happily. So all we are saying is this. If you are going to have a cabinet in a, only three women out of 22 people, then are you saying, when you look at Zimbabwe, one of the highest literacy rates, not only in Africa, but in the world. Last time I said, they were saying, actually, I think we are number two. It's not number one or number two. I think we said they were number one or number two after Tunisia in terms of literacy in Africa. So all we are saying is we have got highly educated, highly qualified men and women. Why, therefore, did President Mnangagwa only find it fit to get only three women? And if you look at it, I'm not being tribalistic here. All these women are from the northern part of the country. Chinguri, Chris Kamfumira. Okay. And then, of course, the same people may be from the southern part. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, it was going to be better if at least they'd come up with, out of 22, then to have at least about 10 women sitting in cabinet. Because the women are there with the relevant qualifications, the relevant experience. I mean, in the private sector, we've got women who've done very well in business, we've got women who've done very well in insurance, we've got women who've done very well in academia. So I believe that there's really no good reason. I don't think anyone would say we are crying more than they believe. We are doing this simply because we want Zimbabwe to be governed properly. And more so, I think it's one of our primary functions as the opposition, to keep the government of the day in check. And if we don't do that, I think we'd have failed in one of our core duties as opposition, because we are there to make sure that we keep the government of the day in check. We point out to their weaknesses. We obviously are supposed to make them work. And I think this is one of our duties, and this is exactly what we're doing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like we wanted to be in cabinet. No. I want listeners to appreciate. No. We really have no appetite to be involved in a ZANU-PF cabinet. But at the same time, because we are Zimbabweans, we have that patriotic duty and we need that patriotic obligation to see to that our country is governed properly.
Thank you so much. We thought that a fight between grasshoppers is a joy to the crow. But Mr. Gutu is defining the role of opposition here. Of course, Napoleon once said, if you see your enemy making mistakes, don't interrupt him.
Mm-hmm.
They are interrupting Mr. Mnangagwa here. Regai tiende kuna vamoyo ku South Africa. Makadi vamoyo?
No, makadi yuko baba.
Ayo, watirini nani? Darema kurukotara manga maka mirira rasuika. Anzi kutonga kwa rogamba. Muruko ona se ikabiliti.
Ayo,
Thank tinotenda zvikuru kuva moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Awa tinotenda regai titevewo vamwe tinopinda mukana wamapepa anoti vagotwa mberi basa nepati irambe ichienda mberi mukana waiwasvike kuti basa itore nekuti namwari vabvuma kuti itore basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Moyo there seems to be an MDC supporter. It is hoping that they win next year's elections. And he's saying that for Mr. Mnangagwa, it's the same old cabinet. And he does not have any hope in it changing the fortunes of the country. That's his own view. Gibbs, Ngubani.
Just before taking this caller, there's an interesting comment that has been sent by, I think it's Martin Mhlanga. He says you cannot remove an old back tire and put it up front, and then you claim that you have restructured your car. We need a new set of tires. We cannot have a country running on the same old tires. This guy is saying, no, that cannot happen. So ke sizwe ke silo babunyati lapha econgweni babanyati ungachona njani babanyati kungani babunyati ifoni yakhe kungani kumbe sidlwe izinto ya kungani sinqambukile nje so kumbe ngibe sengisiya kubaba uSpanda baba Dr. Spanda ukhona econgweni
ukhona
ye ukungena kwa Dr. sorry oka Marshall Parents Shiri. Kulabanye abantu zivele asebelunywa ikhonzi la. Bathi lokhu kuyachaphula. Indaba yokuchaphula abantu.
Hey, ngibona ukuthi uA Marshall linabantu abaningi nemazi njengo A Marshall Parents Shiri abantu abaningi abesindebeleni bamazi njengo Black Jesus. Ngoba ngesikhathi sakhe ubesazakala njengomduthu wefika emzini wabantu akhethe njengomlimi ukuthi hayi wena ungaphila wena ususifa wena ungaphila wena uzawufa kusasa. Ube umuntu obamba izimpilo zabantu ngesikhathi seguqula undi lapha. So ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa osemthathe wamfaka uhulumende wamkhipha lapha kade cafe khona emasotsheni kuyinto yethu sayetshengisa njalo ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa indaba yokudubeka kwabantu bemandebeleni akayithathi akayiqhakathekisi kangako uyenza into encane ngala ndaba lokuthi abanye abantu bangabe phatheka kanjani. Indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi abantu abanye ngobuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi bazi ukuthi upresident wabo akala ndaba lezihlupho zabo lokudubeka abake bakwenza. Into eyokuthi akula muntu akade ikhangelele labantu abasemazeni aphecheya bengibona kathi sila ku-BBC bekhuluma ngale ndaba ukuthi kwethu salokhu ukuthi kathi umuntu owazakala elenhliziyo embi kangaka njalo kuthiwa wabulala abantu elizweni usuka-ke nguminista ngaliphi bona abantu bohlobo lwalubulawa bezwa njani ngalesi sehlakalo esinzima kangaka.
Ye, ngicela ufake nje 1 minute ngasikhiwa khonokho.
Well, I think that it's a huge tragedy when you have a section of your society as a president and you are unable to sympathize and empathize with their feelings, justified or unjustified. The fact that, Marshall Prince Shiri was in Matabele known as the Black Jesus for his attitude towards the matters during the 80s when there was a suspected genocide. Means that his appointment certainly touches a lot of people as personal, as insensitive, as certainly an insult for those who had known Parentsiri as the Black Jesus, for he had the power to decide who would leave and who wouldn't leave, who would have life when he arrived in people's homes in the 80s. So I think that, and it's not just people like me, Zimbabweans, it's people in the international world where I was watching today, the British regretting ever letting him train at Sandhurst, and also worrying why such a person would be appointed to be in a government in a country where you have a lot of people who experienced his matters that are still alive and can still tell the stories of what he actually did. So it's a chilling thought, and we don't know how our society is going to survive this. It's not only in the Shona as well.
where you have people becoming, where the president is giving unnecessary profile to an issue that needed to be dealt with, I think, more soundly and more sensitively as it dies out, perhaps.
Thank you.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, Blessing?
Just briefly, I mean, we can't say everyone in this cabinet is not capable of delivering. I mean, even at a monkey contest, there is a winner. Are there characters that you think can actually perform in this cabinet?
I don't know. I'll single out. Okay, fine. He's a military guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that chap called through Siso Moyo.
Mm-hmm.
He's somebody I know. I mean, personally, I know he's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And he's got a doctorate in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's very sharp. What I don't know now is, because there have been certain allegations I've been reading somewhere this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
About some dodgy deals, diamond deals, during the Zimbabwe National Army escapade
in
the Congo, in the DRC in the 90s, where he had been, you are seeing had been some, you know, some of those kind of things. So I don't know whether that might not be maybe a blemish on his record.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I know that given an opportunity, he'll be able to be a very good foreign affairs minister because he's an expert in international relations. He also has been running some of the army. I mean, businesses, I know for certain that he's a very keen and sharp business acumen. I know mm-hmm. Susumo is going to be able to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there are some of these guys in cabinet, Obedumpo for Agomana, I mean, like, for four mm-hmm. people. I mean, like I said, look, he has got a checkered history of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And he now remains in the new Ministry of Home Affairs and Culture. It sounds a bit funny, eh? Home Affairs and Culture, they call it. I don't know how he's going to be an effective minister. He has not been effective in any of the ministries that he has been given to run throughout his tenure in government with due respect. Even if when he got back when he used to be the provincial governor for Matabeleland and not back in the day. So look, I believe that one or two people will be able to do a decent job. I've already said that the system should be able to do a decent job. I think also that a person like Patrick Namasa, maybe not exactly finance. I think would have made a very good minister of either justice. You'd have made a very good minister of justice. I know he's a workaholic. I work with him. I know he can put in a long shift. I know he can work, work his socks off. Or he could even have done better at home affairs. And now you have some of these people. You have.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Kutu. Is Baba Lapage Otto Kubegani Usakwen? Baba Kubegani Gunjan? Baba Kubegani Kukona? Nyapila, Isbombani? Ye, Tonga Kumbuza, Utala, Vakumbula, Uslandulo, Eromdalo, Kuloro to Kapulato. So I would talk to you. What is the entire cabinet late?
I cabinet late. I started. I say, was I motivated to change the Piagudu?
So go to a song in a bantam yama tease. When was we go to a very in the top of a bola?
I was a top of the Abantava, very Abantava than the own.
So ubona ngazani vele kathenge kadopa abanye kuba bakoma badla atheneyo
ufuze kube njalo ukuthi be dope laphana 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 ukuze sikhambise kuhle
so singathi zimbila zantabanye
hayi zimbila zantabanye
kodwa ungena kulaba abanjengoperesitiri kuze buya ke lo major general Sibusiso Moyo, ubona njani?
Hayi, labo thina zebe sinto kutinte ungena abantu abangibe bengene phakathi lapha.
So kodwa
ngathi unyathela.
Yes, manje kutshintshwa njani khona?
Hayi, kufuze lati sikhalaze phezu lokho.
Hayi, kondi liye kukhetho kuliyakhalaza kubani?
demonstrate ukuze kulunge.
Yebo
be. Ngiyakhala ngale khetheni kusebile ukuthi bekhetha.
Mhm. Kodwa selizibiseleni ukuthi liye kukhetho kumbe vele donga alikaqalisi.
Baba.
Sela balisi ukuthi livote njengoba sithi liyafuna ukuthi liguqule njalo lingaze ngayo ukhetho.
Hayi kodwa siyabhalisa so ngo-January.
Hawu bona ke donga siyabonga kakhulu ungadinga kusasa mnumzane.
Hayi mbongi lo ungena ehleleni.
Mhm. Sibonga kakhulu so Mr. Donga is saying that these people know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Ndebele we've got an idiom which says Zimbila Zantabanye.
Mm-hmm.
They are rabbits of the same mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take another one from another mountain, they always fight.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people that know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together for a long time. So he really recycled some of the ministers because of that, mm-hmm. according to him. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Tinamkoma Donald Parunare. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ndipo mkoma Blessing Magadi kwa namkoma Gibbs.
Ah,
isu. Asiapira mfoe.
Oh, zaidu mkoma Donald. Tipeo pungwa zenyu.
Ya ndoda kumurusa vangu va mukoma mukoma vari ku analyst va gudu na mukoma Sivanda.
Mhm.
Ule ko Sivanda. I apapa hatina hatatu mwe yaromboona takatarisira kuti mazo matsuku tichofunga kuti kuda pamwe kubva kwakaita vamugabe zvinhu zvichashanduka munyika. Bati hatiti tomboona kana change yake nokuti chero vanhu vanga vari kuno kwangu vanga chita zvida tikaenda kumusha pakilisi mazototora nhumbi dzedu dzese hatichadzoki zvese zvanaka kumusha.
Mhm.
But indication iripo yavo kutaudza kuti hapana chinonaka.
Mhm.
Zvaitwa apa kai old wine ni old bottles ndozvati kuona.
Mhm.
Nokuti mukatati vahungwe vakaita gavena wamasingo kare tichizvagwa sitenga vari vahungwe.
Mhm.
Vakabvisiwa pacho little declaration vada mwana Jordan moyo vakadzingwa pa gavena wamasingo.
Mhm.
Ndikazonzi ah hey ama resident minister akazvinava vachinjwa ava minister of state. Ndambe kuda ndokwane kwashika kana vachinja ministry sare ministry ndokutochinja kweperformance yemunhu ameno handizoti chichine tikai baba.
Mhm.
Bozi mukatata kuti nao na wakata sana meo pa mshinguri waka nana hoste mbizo nyone waka shanda kubakare wari kumenyone wa shiwa kwa iminita of small enterprise jiwa tija menu atina kana mbona chataka wona ja waka pundu za kana nika hui atina po zidi hoye ministri uja wala hoye ministri uji teta wano wakata sana soja eko hao haa pata kumbari kwa nukuti hapo zongole wa ngo zato wapache na kuti wacha urwa mnofo kwa ushanda na kasi mbache nukuti za wapache na manji ee mwabuda manji za zoro ya to wapache na ye ekuti papa elections vatiri kupinda apa kapa pachange junda ichakange ichaya hainenge ya dominator zvokuti hapana pachanetsa ipapa ndo main reason yasi wa masoja pano panangoona sepa vagona vamunangagwa pamipapoinda ka yepa minister of mines apo uinizonichitando muchinda anonzi uinizonichitando aiva CEO unonga kumimosa here kana kuchairman achazini
kumimosa
yo munhu ndo pano pandaona pavagona ipapa
Ewa
minister of education yavapa amon murugira professor andona kuti zvingango vako ma ministry maviri waya ku health uko kwadzira aparere nyatwa kwaisa vachina masa ku finance kwaisa vao bed mpofu uko hakuna chinobuda nekwaisa vamusangwa kwani nyai kuona chenji na kaya moyo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kuma Donald
ngoma blessing hata singatarisiri zvakadaro takafana kuti ukanonoka kuwana wozowana mvana vanhu vanenge vachita zvakadaro mukana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Hapana hapo chakaipa kurora mbana asi tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald.
Maita basa mukoma.
Donald there is saying that of course that there are exceptions. Kitando is saying that was an inspired appointment and also Professor Murwira at higher education is saying those are good, but overall he is saying that Mr. Mugabe is simply you know recycling the same old guys. Gibbs, we have Dr. Sibanda still.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda. Jaros lo mtukungeni kodwa singahambi khona siyabona kulalela Professor Kevanyati. Eh uKevanyati sibili ngiprofessor wazwayo eh kwezemfundo lapha. Eh kuzobuya ke umtswango la njoba wayichinga langa part. Kanye lo mathematando yakhumbula ukuba bakhuluma kuvinjani. Eh ukhuluma guest umnumzana Mgabe. So ke konoko kuyatshengisela nje into eziningi. So ngizokuthola siloba becingweni lapha othi ngizibizo. Ke umnumzana konjani? Kube kumama Mazulu.
Ye Mazulu.
Sabona Mazulu.
Yebo baba.
Unjani unga?
Hayi sethola mina ngizamku ukukhuluma ukuthi kona yebo yezajabula sile ekhipha umgabe esaleni kufaka kumnangako. kodwa ke phela uhlupho kamnanga kule kuthi usethethe amakhabinethi ayekhona kumgabe wabuya wabuyisela futhi khona esikhundleni kambe kuzalunga
abantu bathini kolapho nxa ukhuluma labo ekhaya khona
Ah, kakhulu ngakho ebantwini ngingakazami ukuxoxa ngakho ebantwini sesaba lami into engxenye kumbe ngizavelelwa ngokunye okuzamphambanisa empilweni
so kodwa ke nxa wena subona sibili ukuthi uhamba njani khonokho ubonani kuyalunga yini ilizwe leZimbabwe njengoba efaka abangani bakhe
hayi khona yeke bekuzalunga ukuya kwesikhathi kodwa mina bengikhali ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa phela kuyafakwa lamandebeli kungabi ngamashona kodwa ukwenzela ukuthi lathi ngapha emandebeleni sibe lokuthuthuka njengakhona le mashini
ngiyabona phela bafake umnumzana Obed Mpofu lindebele phela ukhola ngapha alisho ukuthi lindebele
ye urayithi yena Obed Mpofu lindebele kodwa-ke omama bakhona laba abangamandebele na
Yes, siyabona kulo Sithembiso Nyoni umama wesintwini kuzobuya ke lo mdala uSimon Khayamoyo la ngwesintwini njalo ke
Obed
Mpofu kuzobuya ke hayi Mpofu sengumqambili kuzobuya ke lo Kembo Mohadi siyakwazi ukuvela khona ngale ke esivendeni so ke kuzobuya bakhona nje balihlekana la khona phetsholojo akazi bafaka ubani bafaka uginyilitshe uKane Matema uyamazi kakhulu Kane wabhala ibhuku ibhuku lakhe lelana elezaphu njalo umdala wayemthanda phela umdala wayengamthandi
hayi wayemthanda yena kodwa phela kade anti yabona ukuthi kade sebehlamukile labo sezanini so siyabaamandebeleni labo kabadonsele kibo ngapha kuphumelele ngapha nakhonale
hhayi ke siyakuzwa ke ntombi endala phosele ukucina mama
hayi ngiyalikhuthaza abantu abasezindlini abakithi emandebeleni khonapho kukhabinethi kamnanga wagukhuzeni zami ukusezini emandebeleni sithuthukise isigaba sakini sifile mani
sife kanganani sichobodekise sipheleli nyanya mazulu
nyanya ayakusela sekthari esebenzayo akula migwaqo izinto ziyadura asiyahlupheka vele izulu alikho siyalamba ngathi siyathi umuvu ona lo abasinikayo bathi kasikhiphe izimali asilazo
kahlupha phele hayi siyabonga mazulu ungathilela kusasa ma
hayi mbonile baba
yes bona kakhulu that is Mrs. Zulu she is in Cholojo and she was complaining and saying that there are no Ndebele ministers of not you know maybe that was the point so then when I pointed out that there are some Well, in the cabinet, she said, those are not the ones that she wanted. She would have wanted to see new faces and people that are a little bit powerful. But she says she's a bit reserved in terms of expressing herself because she knows that something may visit her at night, you know. So, so you know, sometimes people really have this kind of fear. And she says the fear is still there, so... She's fearing for her life, definitely. And now we see that there's even Kane Matema, who comes from Cholocho. She doesn't trust him at all.
Regai tiende kunare zvakare toenda kuna mukoma Namo Goronga. Makadi mukoma Namo.
Tinofara makadiwo vakuru vangu.
Aiwa tiripo zvedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai nditange hangu nokungoti tarisire yanga ine vanhu. Nezvabuda padare remakurukota iro zvinobodza moyo takatembera tichiti mudzimu wauya mumusha ino kana pouya mudzimu wembeveve haitauri haizwi nyangwe neanodudzira wacho unopera simba kuti wotangira papi ukavona zvekuti makurukota acho vazhinji vacho vaba kuma 79 80 zvichikwira Ko ivo chavo chavo vechidiki muzano PF hamuna here vechidiki vachiri kutemwa dzinobuda ropa vanogona kunge vachimhanya mhanya pano neapo panoda kusvikwa apo panoda kudii nokuti hazvina kusiyana nasekuru vamugabe vataiti vanga vakura vanga vasina chakundi vanga vokundikana mukatasa vahungwe shoko rataro namukoma dhoni rokuti takangokura tichingonzwa kuti vahongwe kana tikasanzwa zvisikade kuti vahongwe muzano PF yanga isiri zano PF asi nanhasi vanongonzi ngavafire pabasa zvifoshora kana tichida kuvakanyika devanga vabvumawo kunzwa zvinotaura vanhu vatore pfungwa dzevanhu vasangotora pfungwa dzevanonzi ava ndo vakarwa ndo vakarwa hondo kurwa hondo handi kutonga nyika handingangoti ndaguma ipapo
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma nhamo
so let's go to Mr. to Dr. Nkululeko Spanda. Dr. Nkululeko Spanda, is it that people, let me put it this way, were people expecting miracles to be performed by the president? What did they want out of this thing?
People were expecting, yes, I think you would say people were expecting miracles. People were expecting far too much than Mnangagwa could get. People didn't understand that the president had come into power through military action, and that he therefore had responsibilities to satisfy the military to ensure that he can rule without the interference, at least in the short term. People didn't understand that even up to now it is not yet clear to anybody. I doubt that it is clear to the president himself whether he is really a substantive president or a titular president. It could be that in reality the military is running the show. We know that these things happen in many countries. We know in Burma the person who occupies the office of the president isn't actually the president. The president is outside. We know that it happened in Russia where for a good four years Vladimir Putin was a prime minister by name, when in fact he was also president. So it is not clear, perhaps I think even to President Mnangagwa, whether or not what his position is and what powers he has in terms of what the military has done. And for people to expect him to move, mountains, it was impossible. The military had stated very clearly that they had interfered with the government. They removed President Mugabe so that they could sustain and maintain the Mugagawa agreement. They could make sure that war veterans occupied every aspect of the state. And we know that every aspect of the Zimbabwean state is already taken over. They've taken over mining. They've taken over agriculture. They've taken over the state now. They've taken over cabinet. They are pushing forward to take over parliament, and we know that they have taken over control of the media and the country, information and so forth. They have taken over foreign affairs now, and you can see that there is a huge force here that Mnangagwa has to deal with. And I'm unsure as to whether Mnangagwa can deal with this, or he's just being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It was already shocking that it took him about 5 days to name a cabinet. It's not really something that should take anybody that much. Somebody, he should have been able to begin thinking about cabinet the moment he was told that the military had said he would be the next leader of ZANU-PF the very day they started their coup around the 14th, 15th. So really, I don't think it's in place to blame Mnangagwa for the cabinet. I do not think that it is his fault. I do not know why he would not have promoted the military generals into the positions they are in. And I do not know how he could have chosen anybody other than those people who were from the war, who were seen as war veterans, because that is what the military said was its objective. And the military had to get what it wanted. And all these guys are the old guard that is regarded by the military, which is old guard itself, as true war veterans that had thrown away systematically by Mugabe. This is what the war veterans did it for. They wanted these guys back. They wanted everybody who'd been thrown away, who they perceived to be a war veteran or from a war history, to come back. These guys are back. The military didn't lie to anybody. Zimbabweans decided to redefine the desires of the military and think of it as removing Mugabe and not as installing and putting in place the war veterans.
Dr. Sibanda, some are saying that maybe, just maybe, the problem was President Robert Mugabe. He did not allow these ministers to shine. They can cite the example of Mr. Chinamasa. Remember at one time he said the government cannot afford to pay bonuses. And President Robert Mugabe reversed that within days and said bonuses must be paid. So maybe the ministers can perform. It's only that at the time the captain of the team or the driver was driving the bus into the ditch.
You know what? I like that. People think some are positive. And people need to understand one thing. Governments, cabinet ministers, do not achieve anything as their own. Cabinets work as that. They work as cabinets. They don't work as individuals. I hear people complaining about who's been made the minister of this, who's been made the minister of that. In real political terms, it really doesn't matter who's the minister of what. The difference that the individual makes is very small and minimal. It is the whole team together that is either effective or ineffectual. Cabinet and running a country is teamwork because many of these things rely on each other. But let me say this thing about former President Mugabe. Look, I always thought that President Mugabe started on the wrong foot. There's some people that think that he started on the good foot. But look, after being bitten and shocked by both the NCA in the 2000 referendum and by the MDC in the 2000 general elections, President Mugabe tried to do the impossible. He employed one of the best cabinet ministers, team of cabinet ministers the world has ever seen. That cabinet of the year 2000, running 4 years after that, was one of the best qualified, one of the most hardworking. You had in there, like him or not, you had Simba Makoni, a flying student. You had Nkosana Moyo in there. You had Mudenge. You had Mbenge. You had almost full cabinet of PhDs. Mm-hmm. And Mugabe himself isn't one of those lazy people. Certainly hardworking in many aspects. What you need to realize is that when the conditions aren't appropriate, when the conditions aren't necessary, when the president can't make very difficult decisions, as the decision you referred to, whether to pay or not to pay bonuses, it is difficult. And one of the first few actions that President Ngagwa has taken, promoting the 25 military officers as one of his first actions, and secondly, ignoring the abuse of law by his faction against the other faction in ZANU-PF, and then this cabinet, which has no teeth, has no soul to it, has no credence, has no merit to it, is just a military, and the continued militarization of the key aspects of the economy, command agriculture and employing parliamentary to run that department in government, indicates that the process that these guys have started under Mugabe, which undermine the economy and undermine the system of government, are the ones that Mnangagwa is going to try and rescue the economy using. It doesn't seem to me as though Mnangagwa has changed anything and can make the hard decisions that are necessary to make in order to run the economy. He can't change anything. He's going forward with what the military wanted before Mugabe. Mugabe was challenging the command agriculture sort of thinking, saying that we should go ahead with Zimaset, and they wanted command agriculture, and that's what he's doing, and it's part of the big problem. I don't think that Mnangagwa has given us any sign that he's able to make any difficult decisions or even to challenge the military junta that's around him at the moment. And I think that without a president who can make those decisions, it's going to be entirely impossible to bring back the economy. His inability to employ female ministers, to employ women in a country with more than 51% female people, to go by that principle, because of the principle you can ignore in 2017, indicates that the president is either caged or incapable or incompetent in more than many ways. His cabinet could be challenged in court successfully if the court is independent. I tell you that because the Constitution makes a clear indication that you must employ a cabinet that is gender sensitive. This cabinet is by any measure gender insensitive. And whatever one says, that is a bad indication on the managerial responsibilities and abilities of the president.
Thank you so much, Dr. Asbanda. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's cabinet. Of course, that was announced last night with some names such as Air Force Commander Perence Shiri, running the Ministry of Agriculture, Major General Sibusiso Moyo, the one who announced that the army was taking over the reins, is the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And of course, you also have people in the old cabinet like Lazarus Dokora, Dr. David Parirenyatwa, Mr. Obet Mpofu, and others. And regatende kunava shongwe wariku Zambia. Makadi iva shongwe pterere wedu.
ipo makasinda here?
Aiwa isu tiri nani parise pa Zambia.
Makasinda here ngoma blessing.
Tiri nani zvedu?
Ah pa Zambia pari nani aza. Vakadhakwa takaparira munga inobata maya.
Dzi sei buda.
Vanhu vasina gone kufamba zvichiendere tsimba dzichatoperi paparlamendi paya patongoziona kuti dziripo kaka vangozara pasaidi kaya paya zvichiendere zvirimo mukati
ndiakuvaka
izvo zvina zvaziri kuitikira
asika hanzi
ndotatinai tinava mugabe ndo yangodzoka saka ndachikumbira kuna abvutu abvutuka
vagutu vanenge vaenda vashongwa
kuti malida yenyu ikoko kuti vagokwanisa kutongonyika
vagutu vaenda vanga vaine imwe kwavanga vachimhanyira tata kwakumbira maminitsi mashoma asi ndofunga vari kufamba vavachiteerera chirongo
kana vakateerera kuemdcika ngavachibvisira tangirai vaise mumahovheti ko sezvo vachiti ava vadi kutarota vanhu vasina kurwa hunde voisa mahovheti mamwe akadzingwa tione kuti inozofambira sei mberi because ya prepared kuzovhotera hurumende imwe ichatoziva because hurumende tatoiona kwayakananga haisi hurumende yevanhu
asika harisi basa revakarwa hondo ka vashongwe kuti vaudze vemapato kuti isai nhingi ndiye akarwa hondo nekuti hondo yachaitorwirwa izvozvo zvekuti vanhu vasununguke kuvhotera munhu waanoda
but muri kutozviona kapa kuti chikandanga ndochine ndekutoshanda munyika
chikandanga
ndochekutoshandazvekuti chikandanga zvishanda chikandanga ndochekutoshanda
hamusi kuona here kuti makuramwira munda makudo kana kuti makusiya chitunha chakarindwa neberi
ndoziva kuti but hatingaramwe zvedu but vanhu vari kurejesta kuvhota apa takutongorejesta kuti vanhu vavhote asi takukumbira kuti vanatangira vatitsvagira homo munhu avamuise papapo munhu mutano vamuisapo muchiwevheti iyoyo vakarwonde vava tigozoezomuvhotera but tongoda chidachuyar through mdc
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
tatoona kuti vamugabe vanotiya muguru wavo ende vari kutonga vari kuguva kwavari kuguva kwavari ndoko vari kutonga vari
aiwa hatingati hedu vari kuguva vari pazororo asi tinotenda zvikuru vashongwe that's them is Mr. Shongwe is saying that he wished Mr. Gutu was around but he's saying that the MDC must replace Morgan Tsvangirai with someone with Liberation War credentials who will be accepted by the army but like I was saying to him you know in a democracy you don't have to have your Liberation War medals.
Yeah,
some of us were not even born. So, you know, you can't deny anyone the opportunity to be the president as long as people vote for them. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's okay to say the Liberation War fighters must tell Zimbabweans who they must elect.
Yeah. So, kunjalo nje kulabantu lokho bethumeza imilayezelo lapha ku Facebook. Philip Sibanda siyaxolisa lokho ucela ukuthi sikufonele. Sizakufonela ke ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sibona zani sizakufonela ngomvulo ngobuye khonapha ke esitikini. Kuzobuya ke uStanley Karoma uthi so General SB Moyo who announced the intervention on TV and announced a coup was fingered in the alleged looting of diamonds in the DRC. Then quotes UN report. Mm-hmm. And then Philip Swanda is back again. He says he's a good show, guys. So we've been listening all along. And then James Thomas Mangena was also asking us to phone him. So, okay, sibuyele kubaba uSpanda, vala amafutshane uSpanda sibili, akusela isikhathi, 10 seconds for it.
I think of course we've run out of time. Time is not our best ally. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you, our Facebook viewers, our radio listeners, those who were sending us messages via Facebook, WhatsApp and all other platforms that we use. Thank you so much. And of course, we want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda and also MDC spokesman Obed Gutu. Thanks to our team of engineers and our producer for a brilliant job as usual. And signing off, this is Blessing Zulu saying, have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.